Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. As we get set for a big one on Sunday, 3-0 versus 3-0, the Eagles and the Buccaneers, a 1 o'clock game. We'll start the pregame show. Countdown to kickoff at 10 on Sunday, Hugh, with us and Dave Spadaro. And then 11 o'clock, we'll do that pregame show with Elliot. He'll be down there.
ESP.
In Tampa, in the heat, where the Eagles, that heat index is supposed to be over 100 degrees on Sunday. So it's going to be a hot one down there. But I'm not worried about the heat. I'm not worried about the Buccaneers. I am obviously somewhat concerned about our injuries on defense, the fact that we might have Kelee Ringo out there playing on one corner spot and no Nolan Smith. But I look at the Bucs and I say, they're not as good as their record. That team is very lucky to be 3-0. Again, they were down last week late to the New York Jets at home. It's not a great football team. So I'm not worried about this game. Hugh Douglas has trepidation. I mean, he started a football Friday with the word trepidation, which drove me crazy. Where do you come down on the game? Are you concerned about the history against the Bucs, 1-4 in the Sirianni era? But again, I mean, A.J. Brown didn't play in any of those four losses. The one time they beat him, he played. The Eagles' skill guys are ready to go. Lane Johnson's going to play in this game. I feel good the Eagles are going to go down there and beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Obviously, the Heat's going to play a role. Hugh, I want your take on this. So the Eagles are going down early, right? They're flying down today. They typically fly on a Saturday for a game against, you know, the Buccaneers. It's not that far of a flight. Typically leave on Saturday before the game Sunday. Leaving today because they're going to do their walkthrough down there tomorrow with the idea of getting acclimated to the heat. But how about this? Jordan Davis talking about another way they're trying to get acclimated to the heat. I never heard of this one. Here's Davis talking about some extra sauna time this week.
It's really player, honestly. You know, it's a suggestion by the coaches, but I think all the players are just kind of taking it in there. And I'm sure if you go in there, we're all in there freestyling, we're having fun. You know, it's just sitting in the heat. You know, got a couple guys adding ice, adding water, swirling the fan in there. So, you know, it gets pretty hot in there.
All right, Hugh. So what do you think of the idea of spending time in the sauna this week to get ready to go play in what's probably going to feel like a sauna in Tampa?
You know what? When I initially heard it, I didn't know anything about this.
Yeah.
It sounded a little foolish, but when I did a little research, I found out that it does help because it does something to your body to help you get acclimated to the temperature down there, and it keeps your core temperature cooler after you work out. Like when you work out and you get in the sauna,
right?
It helps cool your core temperature down so that you won't overheat as quickly. So there's something to this, but when I was reading, it says something that it takes at least 3 to 4 weeks to get acclimated. So I'm assuming
this is like a short burst.
But I'm assuming that Jordan has probably been doing it all season long. So he's probably been in the sauna. He probably just upped the times that he's been in the sauna. You know what I mean? He's probably maybe he was going 3 times a week, maybe going right. Like 5 or 6 times a week.
Look, I don't know if any of this is going to make any difference on Sunday. You know, the fact they're going down a day early, a walkthrough in the heat on Saturday, the sauna time. I don't know. I mean, it seems to me like a reach to think it's going to change things. I'm not too concerned about it because both teams have to play in it. I know the Bucs are more used to it, but they have to play in it too. It's not like, you know, it's only the Eagles that are hot on Sunday. They're both hot. The Eagles go down there and play their game. They're going to beat the Buccaneers. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Matt in Prospect Park. Scott Fransky joins the show coming up at noon. Hey, Matt.
No, what's up, guys?
What's up, Matt?
What's up with Kyle, man? Is he all right? I'm just tuning in.
Yeah, he'll be all right. Well, no. I don't think he has pneumonia. He was here this morning. He helped get the show ready, and then we were in the meeting, and it looked like he was going to keel over. So we said, why don't you head home?
There's a false rumor on YouTube saying that he has pneumonia.
Oh, so the rumors are starting.
I was about to spread an even worse rumor, but I'm going to be polite.
You got the bubble gun.
As of now, we think he's going to be fine. As of now, we'll check in again soon.
I feel like Pops is going to call in and be like, those magazine pages are still sticking together.
Yeah, I do wonder if we're going to hear from Pops next week about this, about Kyle bowing out from the show on Friday.
It's a funny joke because, you know, we...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
We have computers, but anyway, let's move on.
Yes.
What I wanted to tell you guys yesterday was that I know this is not going to be popular, but I do not want Kyle Schwarber to break the record. It's probably moot now. Doesn't look like he's going to be able to do it, but I want Ryan Howard's name on that number. I think that season he had is just, I mean, maybe because there were so many stars on that team, it's still kind of criminally undervalued. I would like him to retain it. I mean, he's a homegrown Philly. I'm not saying Kyle Schwarber is a journeyman. I mean, he has been around. I like him a lot. I would be okay if, like, Ryan kept the record. That's all I'm saying. I don't know how you guys feel.
So I don't think you're the only one that feels it. But now, Matt, I saw a couple polls that were put up here at WIP. You know, kind of, do you want Schwarber to break the record? And it was like 90-10, so you're obviously in the minority on this. But there's some people out there that feel the same way you do. That, like, I don't know if it's a thing of, like, nostalgia, if Ryan was your guy at that point. Like, there's reasons for it. I get it. I guess for me, I'm rooting for Kyle. I think it'd be cool if he broke it. It seems like Ryan Howard thinks it'd be cool if he broke it. And I guess for me, with a record, Matt, it'd be weird if Kyle's at the plate this weekend and I'm hoping he's not hitting a home run. You know what I mean? Like, if I want Howard to keep it, it's kind of like you have to hope the ball doesn't go out of the park.
Yeah, it's like, I just mean, like, I want him to swing. Like, whatever happens, happens. I'm just saying, like, if it doesn't happen, like, I'll be okay with that. And I'll just, you know, probably like the way the Dolphins, you know, when they would, like, look at those teams when the Patriots almost went, and they would just be like, yeah, you know.
Oh, like when those guys used to pop, they used to hang out and pop champagne when the final team lost?
Well,
yeah.
Well, yeah, they're like, we're okay that this didn't, you know, it's all good. Or like Eric Dickerson or whatever, I don't know. But anything. What do you think? Do you want Kyle to break it? What do you want?
I think that's what records are for, to be broken. I mean, it's not, I understand the nostalgia and the sentimental about it, but that's what they're for. And when you look at the type of season that he's had, and you look at what Ryan Howard has been to this city and the way that he came up, I think it's poetic justice that Kyle Schwarber's kind of going through the same thing,
right,
in a sense. So I'm okay with him breaking it. I think it's pretty cool that Ryan has given him his consent, and it's not that big of a deal. Because to me, it's this. Ryan's going to always be the big piece to me. As a matter of fact, when I talk to him, every time I talk to him, that's what I call him. What's up, big piece? Mm-hmm. So he's going to always be that to me.
No doubt. No doubt.
Matt, what are you thinking Sunday? You worried about this Bucks game?
I think we're going to – look, I think we're coming out. I do think we'll throw. I think Jalen will get picked, but I think we'll beat them. I mean, the only thing that's weird is, like, we saw the offense explode, but now it's Bowles. So it's like kind of like, okay, do we unleash it? Or because Bowles is going to – but I don't think they can handle it.
I think it's a great point, though, Matt. Like, as soon as we feel like maybe they've changed their offense or kind of evolved it and now they're going to get going, well, here comes what could be a roadblock, obviously. And Matt, good phone call. Todd Bowles has given the Eagles some trouble. 215-592-9494. Good phone call there by Matt. All right, we'll get everyone's phone calls back up in the 12 o'clock hour. Your take on the game, are you concerned with the history against the Bucs? I'm not, flat out. I'm not concerned that the Eagles have struggled with the Bucs because I believe they're the better team. Tampa Bay Bay is an overrated 3-0, and A.J. Brown hasn't played in any of the four losses. We'll take your calls on that. And on the other side, Scott Fransky. We got a lot to talk about with Scott. Final weekend of the regular season, seeding who they could play by the time we talk to him again next weekend. And the Trey Turner thing, is he going to play? Should he play this weekend with the batting title on the line? That's all coming up. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.